Well. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 255 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kearns, and I took a lengthy break from this podcast. It's supposed to be a week, maybe two, but it turned into a month real quick. Just to give you like a quick rundown of what's been going on with me, I was lucky enough to be nominated for an award of Rising Star of Massachusetts at the New England Music Awards. I did not take home any hardware, but I met a lot of great musicians, I made a lot of great connections, and I was super happy to hear the applause as they brought up my name for the nomination. I obviously got caught up in football because the Bengals were back, things were looking good, but then Joe Burrow got hurt, had me down in the dumps, but boy, after last night, after that little Monday night football win, I'm for sure feeling a little slightly more feisty than I usually do, but in all seriousness, a lot has happened in between, and the bottom line is, I took a month off because I needed a month off, but I want to be truthful and I want to be real. I am 100% going to fail the quest for 250 this year. When I was unhappy, it was much easier to grind and focus and be driven and all that. It was so much easier. But being in a healthy relationship than I am now, Vanessa, it has me on cloud nine sometimes. And it definitely clouds my ambition sometimes. It clouds a lot in my brain in a great way, in an awesome way. But I'm realizing that's something I need to start to kind of change. You know, I'm back to business and I have a plan moving forward. This last vacation was not the end of my fun until the end of the year, but it was the end of my excuses. It's time to become the version of me that my family and my partner and my friends and everyone that has ever supported me deserves. The one that you know, the one that's there, the one that does it all, that figures it all out. I need to be the head of the table here, okay? So there's nothing wrong with who I am mentally, but as a whole, there is so much more I have to do, and I am not blind to that at all. I have luckily learned a lot from being with Vanessa. I have learned to love without conditions. I have learned to have fun without drinking, and I have learned to cherish the current moment and be more present, and that's very important. I think everybody should focus on doing that. Even with all these positive changes, there is so much more to improve and work on for me. I'm mindful, and I'm ready to commit everything. My family, friendships, relationships, not just with my partner, not just with all y'all, but with myself. I'm moving different now because I want different. Old keys can't unlock new doors. I'm not looking to the past for answers. I'm living in the present and I'm focused on the future. I had to take a month to teach myself to stop pointing fingers. Even if it's true, it doesn't change anything. And that's such a big thing. I think a lot of people struggle with that, not just me. What is done is done. But moving forward, I can change the world with the right mindset and the right drive, and that's what I need to figure out. If you're listening and you want to change, you need to learn to say that it's on you, because before I even did this, every day in the mirror, I'm yelling at myself. Your behavior is on you. The way you move is on you. The choices that you make is all on you. The way that you live is on you. So stop absorbing the pain of other people and recognize what belongs to you and what doesn't. Realize that missing out on temporary fun to build permanent stability is not a loss. You're going to gain in that, trust me. Realize that it's time to lock in and it's time to look forward. I moved with emotions for a long time, and when it works, it is great and it is amazing. But when it doesn't, you end up losing in two separate ways. You end up regretting a lot of the decisions that you made, and it's horrendous. Think that the calmer that you are, the clearer that you think. So these days, my new goal moving forward and my new strategy is that I'm going to move with strategy, not with emotions. But let me be honest with everybody once again. It would be easy for me to be down on myself right now. I gained weight. I didn't win the music award. I haven't podcasted in a month, and the year is almost at an end, and it feels like I'm starting over. It feels like all of the things that I did and worked towards to build this awesome foundation is just like it wasn't even there, like I wasted all that time. But I got to be honest with everybody, you know, I'm not scared of starting over now, because this time I'm not starting from scratch. I'm starting from experience. I know exactly what I did wrong, and I know exactly what it's going to take to succeed this time around. Sometimes you got to go broke. Sometimes you got to lose someone that you love and watch your friends turn into foes just to get where you want to go, or just to get where you're going in general in life. I feel like so many things changed for me even without me making any sort of decision. So I've learned to trust the process, because elevation requires separation. I've always had drive, but one thing I am now that I haven't been in forever is happy. I'm so grateful to be with Vanessa. She completes me in ways that I can't explain. She makes everything in life worth it just by existing, and I used to hate being in this house, the one that I'm in right now that I'm podcasting in. This was like my sanctuary, this one little room of this podcast room, but everything else I hated. And now there's nowhere else I'd rather be. And I'm not even joking. I don't need to go to Boston anymore. I don't need to go into town. I just want to be with my future wife and my cat and hang out. I love it. It's awesome. I'm going to end this episode by saying I'm on the way to get what I want out of life. I have a clear conscience. I have a clear path laid out ahead of me. Karma is real. Energy is contagious. And Patrick Kearns is everlasting. And I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let myself, my fans, my loved ones down. I'm back. I am not like... I'm going to tell you this. I'm not back to being what I was at all. I don't have the same drive that I did. I don't have the same, like, oh, I'm going to do this today. Like, I was on the At Big Mouth Small Words podcast, Instagram, every day, posting 5 things, getting 10,000 steps. I swear to God, I rewatched so many of them because I was like, how the fuck did I do all that? How did I like wake up every day and just say, like, screw it, I'm going to go into David Goggins mode and figure it out. I don't know how I did it before, but I aim to find out. And I aim to find a balance in between, because the way that I am, and maybe that's the same way that you guys are, I'm all in or I'm all out. And I need to find a balance. I can't just be 1 million trillion percent. Oh, I didn't lose 50 pounds in 2 months, so I'm a failure. Like, there's got to be a middle ground. I need to learn to enjoy the little victories, the small victories, and I need to build up enough of those to get myself where I want to go. And that's exactly what I'm going to try to do, and that's exactly what I hope that everybody out there can do. I want to be back. I aim to be back. And I'm going to do everything in my power to get myself to where I need to go. I don't know if I'm going to be doing those 5 tasks a day and all that, but I promise y'all, I'm going to hit a level that I need to hit. And I want to thank every single one of you very quickly before I end this for continuing to care. My stream somehow went up, even though I was gone for a whole month. I actually surpassed 18,000 streams on this. Oh, thank you. Thank you. 18,000 streams. And that was all because of you guys. Hundreds of streams, you guys flooded in. A lot of people messaged me. A lot of people wanted this podcast to come back. And I really thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you guys are as instrumental as me figuring this out than I am sometimes. So thank you for caring. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to end it here. If you haven't already, go to At Big Mouth Small Words Podcast on Instagram. Follow that. You got some funny sports bets. You got some great football content, and obviously this. So I will talk to y'all next Monday. Have a good one.